As maple syrup farming continues to change, longtime maple makers like Brandon Daniels are sharing their knowledge with newcomers. In this next story, we meet a new maple farmer named Jeremy Ray. He's an Iraq War veteran who was looking for a hobby to fill his time. What he found was a way to heal his wounds. The West Virginia Department of Agriculture's Jennifer Smith reports.
Jeremy Ray is the proud owner of Gully River Maple. It's the first season for his new venture. He heard about maple syrup through the West Virginia Department of Agriculture's Veterans and Warriors to Agriculture program, aimed at retraining veterans for careers in agriculture. He took one maple syrup producer's class, taught in part by Brandon Daniels, and was hooked.
It's been a long time since I've been excited about anything.
Jeremy's property in Nicholas County is dotted with bright orange ribbons.
My youngest son, that's how he learned to tie his shoes this fall, was he went with me, and every time we identified a tree, he was the one that tied the ribbon on it.
He tapped one of those maple trees early this season and was rewarded with a sweet taste of things to come.
And it came out of the tree. I mean, how much more naturally filtered can you get than that?
You couldn't find anyone more surprised about this venture than Jeremy himself. The 43-year-old grew up on this land, but joined the Army National Guard right out of high school. He was looking for adventure, but then came the war in Iraq, and he was deployed overseas.
The day I deployed was the day my oldest son was born, so I was with him 24 hours and then wasn't back until he was 17 months old.
Jeremy doesn't talk much about what happened in Iraq and the things he saw, only that it changed him.
10 days after I got back home, I just went to work. I went back to the Sheriff's Department and tried not to think about it.
He worked for 14 years as a Nicholas County Sheriff's Deputy, all the while suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. He managed the depression, flashbacks, and anger, or so he thought, until the day his boss called him in the office in 2011 and told him to hand in his badge. When he went home to tell his wife, she too had had enough and walked out with their two sons.
I lost everything I'd ever worked for on November 11th, 2011, Veterans Day.
It took years of intense therapy and a lot of self-reflection, but Jeremy and his family reunited. Now on medical disability, he's looking for a new normal. That's where maple syrup comes in.
I'm a disabled veteran, and I needed something to take my time. I needed to get my mind busy on something, and I also wanted to find something that where my kids could help and enjoy it so we could get more time together.
His new workplace is far from the office atmosphere that triggered his anxieties. Outside with his maple trees, there's a sense of peace.
I'm by myself and in the woods. It's really relaxing.
West Virginia Commissioner of Agriculture Kent Leonhard, a veteran himself, says Jeremy's story is not uncommon.
When you think about what the unseen wounds of war do to our veterans and what agriculture can do to help them heal. Veterans with that affliction, they don't want to be in an office. They don't want to have windows and doors and be around a lot of people. They want to be outside, which is why our beekeepers do so well with it. It's why maple syrup is an ideal therapy.
Jeremy might be a maple novice, but he's spreading the word.
Maple, it's nobody around here really knows about it, but everybody around here could do it if they wanted to. You know, in West Virginia, there's, you know, untapped potential everywhere. If a crazy disabled vet can do it, anybody can.
Including Jeremy's 6-year-old son, Jackson, who tags along with his dad every chance he gets. Jeremy says one day, Gully River Maple will belong to Jackson and his older brother, a legacy of love born from the wounds of war. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Smith in Nicholas County, West Virginia.
Those stories were part of a collaboration between West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Inside Appalachia, and the West Virginia Department of Agriculture. On our website, we've posted photos and more information about the 15 different events scheduled for this Saturday's Mountain State Maple Day. That's all at wvpublic.org.